Episode number 296, Camaro Sales Keep Rolling.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
What's going on, man? How you feeling today?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't hang out in the lounge of the Camaro Z28.com message board very often, you'll happen to notice that we're involved in a fitness challenge because, we're starting to get old and we want to thwart that.
Get back in shape.
Get back in shape, start feeling better. And
we got our asses kicked yesterday.
Yeah, Chris and I use the same personal trainer and he's pretty hardcore. So let's put it this way, just getting out of our desk chairs is a nightmare.
Oh, I know.
Well, I don't know, my abs and glutes and tabs and grapes and I don't know, whatever it is. They all hurt.
Whatever it's called.
So anyway, but it's good. It's a good thing. It's a good kind of hurt.
Yeah.
Speaking of good things, the weather here is finally decent. Yeah. Okay.
The gas still sucks.
Yes. However, stocks closed with oil under $100 a barrel. Not that we'll see that at the pump ever again, but yeah. You know.
Because, you know, they rise 50 times faster than they fall. It's mm-hmm. all speculation, man. Those bastards.
I have a few speculations of my own.
Should I get the bleep button ready?
They can, you know, the big oil companies and the people that make those price changes can go speculate themselves.
Yeah, no doubt.
Into oblivion.
Yeah.
With an olive fork.
Nice.
All right, so back to the good news here.
Good news. Good news coming out of Detroit this week.
Oh, man. This is good.
GM and Camaro.
Let's start with the Camaro portion.
Yeah. We got the spreadsheet here on General Motors for the U.S. deliveries for April 2011 by model, and we're looking at Camaro here. And for April 2011, we have 10,852 units delivered. Now, compare that to 2010 of April. That is 9,150. That's a percentage change of 18.6.
So 18, almost 19 if you round up percent. Yeah. And then if you round up again, it's 20%.
Pretty sweet, huh?
So what do you think contributed to this?
Because convertible.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You know who'd be a good one to ask about this?
Old Fitzy?
Old Fitzy. In fact, I had lunch with Old Fitzy yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I should have asked him about this. Of course, I don't think we had. Did we have the sales figures yesterday?
Yeah, I think they came out the beginning of this week for May.
I've been busy at work, but I managed to break away, have lunch with Fitzy. So, and I knew there was a bunch of things that we've wanted to ask him.
Yeah,
you know, throughout the podcast, and I couldn't think of a single one. But I do know that he told me that he's behind on listening to the show, and he's going to catch up on it because he got a new work laptop.
Oh, okay.
He says that the battery lasts more than 30 minutes, which
cool.
You know, yeah, which you know it would barely get him through a show. So
I know he listens to us on the airplane.
Yeah, that's right.
When he's traveling.
Yeah. So, John, whenever you hear this, which will probably be 3 or 4 weeks from now when you're catching up, thanks again for lunch. It was pretty damn good.
Yeah, cool.
We'll have to do it again sometime. So we'll have to figure out the true meaning of the sales rise. But who's complaining? I mean, this is good stuff, especially where the economy is starting to, with the gas prices making things a little unstable. Feeling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Feeling, anyway.
The it looks like the biggest rise in vehicles here from Chevrolet for the last month is the new Chevy Cruze.
I was going to ask you, how's the Cruze doing?
Oh, my God. They sold 25,160 units last month.
What's
it gets 40 miles per gallon. So, obviously, we know where people are putting their money right now in General Motors, and that's the Chevy Cruze. If you look at the Volt, they delivered 493 units last month.
Yeah, and that gets like a trillion miles to get to the gallon.
I mean, you don't need a drop of gas using the Volt. I mean, that is some incredible technology to have in that thing. I would love to drive one.
Oh,
one day.
So would I. So would I. See one parked in the parking garage every
Somebody
now and then.
Somebody at GM listening, hook us up with a Volt.
Forever.
Well, not forever, but I at least want to try it.
I do too. I'd like to try it for like a week, you know, to get into the cycle of daily ownership and daily driving. And considering that I drive to the Rensen every day,
They have charging stations there.
I see a Volt parked at the charging station.
In the paper the other day, they said there's one right here in this local town, right here. There's a charging station, public charging station.
Yeah. I truly believe we're looking at the future things. And it's kind of scary from a performance vehicle enthusiast standpoint. But then again...
Yeah, I would love to just save my money for gas for my Camaro.
I think that all the electrical engineering nerds out there are going to be our future gearheads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Voltage, baby. Taking a step back, the Cruze, you know what I like about the Cruze? It doesn't look like an economy car. It doesn't look like a little turd box.
No, it doesn't look... I mean, it's like... size between a Malibu and the old Cobalt. It's not as small as a Cobalt, but it's not as big as a Malibu.
And it doesn't look like something that a hen laid.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't look...
It's got the Chevy look.
With 12-inch wheels on it and a little pregnant roller skate.
I'm liking it. I'm seeing a lot of them on the road now.
And when I drove one, we drove one at the Disciple meeting last August.
Uh-huh.
Great car. Yeah. I mean, it didn't feel like a cheap economy car.
Trying to talk in a coworker at my job to buy a Chevy Cruze coming up. She's got a, what has she got? She's got a Dodge or something. Dodge Decrepit or something like that. And her lease is up in October.
Oh,
she's
I need
something fuel efficient. I said, look at the Chevy Cruze.
Yeah. Didn't you go through this like a year or two ago and then they wound up buying a Honda or something like that?
Oh, that was a different coworker. Hyundai.
Hyundai is making great strides too. But that this is good stuff for the Camaro team. You know, I mean, breaking the 10,000 mark. Congratulations, that's terrific. We're glad to hear it.
Good job from the team.
I'm glad to see more and more on the road. That means more aftermarket parts and better insurance. I would think. Not that we'll get that, but whatever. Good job, everybody. And so that ties in with what else, Chris?
Let's see here. There's some other news that came out from General Motors this week regarding the Bowling Green assembly plant where they build the Corvettes.
Wow.
GM is going to be investing billions of dollars in this plant.
131? What
I got to bring up the article here.
Right.
They're going to invest $131 million. Billions. In the Bowling Green assembly plant to support production of the next generation of Chevrolet Corvette and adding 250 more jobs there. So the future looks pretty bright for Corvette as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's good because that blazes the trail for the Camaro.
Oh, yeah. When is the next generation supposed to come out? Is that 2014?
Yeah, I don't even know. I think so, 2013, 2014. We'll probably start seeing trickles of it next year, I would assume.
Wow.
I wonder what it's going to look like.
Yeah, this investment in Kentucky is among $3.4 billion made in the United States since mid-2009.
Hmm.
To keep or create more than 9,000 jobs for American workers. This was a quote from Mark Royce.
So $131 million investment.
Yeah, in Bowling Green.
And where do they get that money, Chris?
From our pockets? I don't know.
Well, no, not necessarily, because... You're sounding like a typical uninformed user now.
Exactly.
No, because that was a loan that was paid back with interest. Am I incorrect on that?
I think they're still paying back, but they paid back a lot of it.
Right, and they're also building jobs, which is why they're not able to... Let me put it this way. If they paid it all back, they wouldn't be able to create jobs with the money that they made from this month's profit.
Right. I mean, just released today, GM exceeds expectations by posting a $3.2 billion net profit in the first quarter of this year.
This quarter, I meant, yes.
Yeah. General Motors made $3.2 billion in the first 3 months of 2011 for its fifth straight quarterly profit, including a $1.5 billion one-time gain that included the sale of stakes in former subsidiaries Delphi and Ally Financial. The net profit exceeded the $1.6 billion estimate compiled by Thomson One Analytics, survey of 16 analytics. Excluding special items, GM made $2 billion before interest and taxes, an 18% improvement over earnings of $1.7 billion a year earlier. The U.S. Treasury, which holds about a quarter still of GM's common stock, is waiting to see how Wall Street reacts to the earnings before it weighs when to sell more of the stake it got in exchange for the $50 billion in aid to the automaker. So... It's at about $33 a share right now, I think. Yeah. And the U.S. Treasury is waiting for the stock to go up so they can sell it, be done, get their money back with interest.
Good. because I can't wait for people to stop saying, Obama they did this Motors. With our money this, our money that. Yeah,
I'll never buy a GM Obama Motors car. You hear that one too.
This is America, ladies and gentlemen, who don't know the difference and don't understand how things work. Bottom line, look at that. They're adding jobs with our money, and then they're going to be paying us back with our money, and then more money. And how do they make more money? By hiring people. It's a cycle, and it works, and it's going to work. But you know the sad part is that once it happens, people are still going to bitch about it. Well, they used my money for that. You know what? Stop paying your taxes then and see what happens, because the government's using your money too.
Go to jail.
That's a whole different podcast, though.
Yeah.
So congratulations to General Motors and the rest of the team, making great strides.
Sales are huge here, as well as growing very well in China, South America, and over there in Europe.
Yeah, we'll stop selling cars in China because they're using up all our gas. Got to take the good with the bad, I guess. I don't know.
So that was pretty exciting news for today. Coming out of GM.
Nice. And it kind of gives me just a slightly less tight feeling in my stomach when I think about the economy and the state of affairs and everything, knowing that there's still diamonds in the rough here. So keep it up.
Well, I mean, the more you see them post a profit, the more they can reinvest in development. So we can continue to see improvements on the Camaro and the Corvette and all the fun Chevy cars that we like, you know? So that's exciting to me.
You know what would be just as exciting?
What's that?
Transitioning into this next thing is picking up a brand new SLP ZL585 convertible.
Oh, man. Those cars are pretty badass. Now, I think they went up 10 horsepower since the last time I saw one. And that was at SEMA.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
They just get, it's like, you know, it's like you and I, we're working out.
They get badass.
We get badassier year to year. Well, our good buddy Camaro Scotty is, I don't know if he already delivered it.
Scotty.
Or what, but this was custom ordered. It was one of his customers. Black with just awesome white stripes and a one of a kind, never to be reproduced again, he says, custom leather interior that looks really good. Really good.
Yeah, he said in the post that the manufacturer of the interior, Catskin, something like that, owed him a favor.
Yeah.
And so they worked with SLP to create this. So his customer is one lucky person, man. This is a beautiful looking car.
Yeah, it is. Here it is. Owner wanted solid white inserts, not offered by SLP, which SLP does offer different colored interior, by the way, for their ZL models. Catskin owed him a favor for supplying the first Camaro coupe for producing their patterns, which is kind of cool.
No.
Both Catskin and SLP got it done for Scotty and his customer.
Wow.
Just a good-looking car, you know?
Mm, so, I would love to have that.
Scotty will probably tune his customer into the show, so hopefully he/she will listen to the show.
I was talking about drooling over their car.
Took
delivery of it this week.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, they're listening, and congratulations on that.
Yeah, call in, and let's hear the exhaust.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that we got a contest going on now through May 31st that your exhaust sound could win you a $250 SLP gift certificate. It would go great with that SLP ZL585.
Wouldn't it ever? Jeez.
We'll get to that in a little bit. Speaking of Camaro Scotty.
Yeah.
We're approaching the 30-day mark for the Oshawa event, which includes the BBOMG.
Boy. I am so looking forward to this.
This is going
to
be awesome. This is going to be awesome. I'm starting to get the feeling, though, that people aren't quite understanding what it's all about, because there's an anagram or whatever, BBOMG. What is that called?
Builders and buyers.
No, I mean, you know, BBOMG. It's a anagram, you know, where they use initials.
Oh, okay.
Whatever the hell. It's that. Like you were saying, it's the Buyers and Builders Oshawa meet and greet.
Right.
Which is sort of going piggybacking with the big Ontario Nationals Camaro show.
Yep.
And mixed and intertwined with that is a plant tour, which they've never done before.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
And now Fitz and I were talking about that over lunch, too.
Yeah.
It's the Camaro production team. You know, the people that work the lines.
Yeah.
They're looking forward to this.
Are they?
Yeah. I mean, they're excited about us being there.
Hmm.
When was the last time
3,000 people came into the library and watched me work?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Never.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, say, I don't know, what do the people do? Say, you know, they work in IT. And when was the last time 3,000 people came and watched you do your job.
Office.
How do you build this computer?
That's cool. Can I take pictures?
Yeah. You know, can you sign my laptop? You know, I mean, geez, who knows? But they're excited for us to be there, just as we're excited to be
cool.
there. So there's just so much going on. This is the biggest Camaro group event in history. I mean, allegedly Guinness is going to be there, literally. Yeah. So head on over to, what is it, OntarioCamaroClub.com and get the information on the full main event. And CamaroZ28.com is very proud to be the host of the BBOMG forum, where there's information about that, travel information, and all that kind of stuff. So we're approaching 30 days. You're going to need your passport if you're going to go. And if you haven't gotten it yet, you better put in for it. I don't even know if it's too late. I don't know. What's it take to get a passport these days?
You can get them rushed. It costs a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because I think, well, from where we live, I think Chicago is the nearest passport office.
Oh, okay.
And I think they can do it in a week. Or you can drive
there. Well, you think that Dave would, Diamond Dave, Diamond Dave, the postal delivering love slave.
Him and sexy wifey jump in their Camaros and just drive over to Chicago.
Yeah, get it squared away, for crying out loud. Anyway, regardless, we'd like to see as many people there as possible, because you're going to regret not being a part of it. Yeah. I love a good Camaro show.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. So
yeah, head over to OntarioCamaroClub.com, click on the hotel info, show news. The dates are June 10th, 11th, and 12th. So I hope to see everyone there.
Yep. And we've been asked, Chris, we're going to do a live podcast. We're going to record a podcast.
We sure are.
And record and produce and release all that weekend, am I right?
Yeah. I'm not bringing this equipment, so.
How are we going to do that?
Like, I'm going to bring this stuff through the border. No way.
I'm sure you're not the only rock star that's been through there. anyway, we'll figure something out. But we've been asked to do it, and we'll certainly do it, and we'll be doing some cool interviews, and we'd like to interview everybody from top to bottom. You know, Fitz and Cheryl and Settlemyer, and all the way down to you, the listener.
Yeah.
So, and with the giveaways, and we don't have enough time to talk about it all. We'll talk about it more in next week's episode.
As we get closer, we'll be talking about it more and
more. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So call in with your questions, though. If you have questions about it that you don't feel like you're getting from the internet, we're happy to help answer. And speaking of call-ins, Chris, how many voicemails do we have?
None.
What?
We don't have any this week.
Why don't we have voicemails?
Well, we're kind of recording a little early this week, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
We've got only a couple more days left in the week, but no.
Well, here's the deal. Every month, at the end of each month, we pick the best voicemail that we've received.
Just like we did last week.
Yep, and we give out a prize. And you can't win if you don't play, as they say.
That's
so
right.
So get your voicemails in. And also, through the end of this month, we're also doing the $250 SLP gift certificate that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is pick up the phone, fire up your car, and leave us a voicemail message with your car audio sounds, car exhaust sounds, not car audio. I don't want to hear
maybe that'll be a different
kind. I don't want to hear no Jay-Z or anything. And anyway, so here's the number on how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Well, we don't have any voicemail messages this week, but we do have an email, and we've got a couple more app messages, so we'll go through those.
All right, this one actually came in, a week ago, a week or two ago?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
2 weeks ago, we just didn't get to it, kind of slipped up, sorry. This comes from Scott Duck. Buckfutter! Scott Duck on the board, a.k.a. Tim Scott. Listen to the podcast, and there is no launch control for the V6, he says.
Okay.
This is, we were wondering, you know, if that was available.
Yeah, someone asked about that.
Yeah.
I think it was Postal Dave.
Actually, this is the one question I did remember to ask Fitz over lunch yesterday, but I figured since Tim already answered, I didn't need to bother him. You can turn off the traction control and spin the tires, though. He says, he goes on to say, keep up the good work. Here we go. I also sent Jason a message on Facebook, but I was wondering if you guys are going to record a podcast in Oshawa. You could have some really good discussions with Mike Judge, Camaro Scotty, etc. Absolutely.
You bet.
He says, I had a great time in Oshawa last year. I even met the guy, Kevin, who did the engineering on the brakes, who explained the wheel weight issue to me.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. He says, talk to you later. Tim Scott, a.k.a. Scott Duck. Skittuck, tuck.
Cool.
Thanks for the email, Tim. And we're going to be thrilled to see you there.
Absolutely.
And that's it?
That's it for the emails, but I got some app messages here.
Yeah? All right, cool.
As you know, we have an app for the iPhone, iPad Touch, iPad, and there's a one-way message communication button right there.
They need to upgrade that so we can go back, you know.
I don't know. Do you really want to?
I guess at that point, what's the difference between that and email?
We get your message, but we can't reply. So here's a couple that came in this week. Saw several of the new convertibles in our local parade. This red one was definitely the sexiest of the bunch. Aloha from Hawaii. Cody.
Nice. Oh.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
It's in a parade.
Chris, can you post that in the show notes? Just attach it to the thread?
No.
To the
on the board icon.
Yeah, that's what I mean. On the show notes on the board.
I guess.
You know, because we talk about all these cool pictures that people send us, but they can't see them. Just a thought.
The other one is, my Camaro is acting weird. It idles high and then low. It was like idling at 2,500. Then I realized my vacuum was off. It fixed that, but it still revs up to about 1,500, then falls back to 1,000. I have a 91 Camaro TPI 350. I put a cam in it, but it's done that before. Thanks.
You know who would be a good one to ask about this?
Someone in the third gen section on the board?
That is 100% right. That is 100% right. Camaro Fitzy will probably just tell them to say the same thing. We've got a section dedicated to third gen Camaros on CamaroZ28.com. Just head on over, and if you don't have an account, create one. It's pretty simple. Post your question. Plenty of people happy to help you out there.
L98? TPI 350?
Yeah. It's what year did he say it was?
91 Camaro TPI 350.
Excuse me. I can't think of what it could be. It could be make sure the butterfly and the throttle body is lubricated well. It's not sticking a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't give me that funny look. You know what I was saying. But that's probably not it. But give that a try.
Go to the board.
Go to the board.
Ask the masters there.
They'll fill you in.
Okay, last one. What is the best exhaust for the V6 that sounds more like old muscle than a rice burner? Please help.
You know who would be a good one to ask about this?
Who?
The 2010 section of Camaro Z28 deck. I'm assuming it's 2010. Does it have a year?
No, it doesn't.
Once again, just pick the right generation. Post your question. Somebody will help you out.
Tim post a video a couple weeks ago with a Corsa exhaust for a V6 car?
He certainly did, and it sounded very, very good.
It sounded really good. So check out the Corsa. If you've got a 2010 or fifth gen car, check out the Corsa exhaust.
Yep. That's right. SLP makes a good one, too. Tech Screw. TEKSKREW on the board. He's got the yellow one. He posted the video on how to install it yourself.
Oh, nice.
So check that out in the 2010 forums.
Yep.
What else? Is that it?
I'm looking at my list here.
Is that it for app messages?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it for the app messages.
Well, if you haven't downloaded and installed our app, do it. Just search for CamaroZ28.com in the iTunes store.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while?
What's that?
Did a random page in the Camaro White Book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do this since we don't have any voicemails to go through.
Okay.
We keep the Camaro White Book on hand. And if you want to get a copy of your own, just head over to CamaroZ28.com/whitebook and it'll take you right to where you can buy it.
Okay. What do you want to know about the 1987 Camaro?
Did it come with the Def Leppard package?
No, it doesn't.
1987. No. 87. What was I doing in 87?
But it does have all four wheels.
Okay. I don't know. Just pick a random line and read it.
Let's see.
Pick the random page and I'll do a random line.
A random line here. As part of an effort to produce an affordable, insurable, sporty Camaro, Chevrolet offered a limited production RS model during 1987 in limited geographical areas. Production employees of the Van Nuys, California Camaro Assembly Plant participated in the selection of equipment, which included the V6 multi-port fuel-injected engine, body-colored front, rear, and side ground effects panels, spoiler, and a Z28 body color, 5-spoke wheels. I didn't know that.
I actually wanted one of those pretty bad.
Really?
Yep. I liked the RS better than the Z28, just because of the wheels. I don't know. That was, you know, when everything was all monochrome and cool back then. Yeah. Kind of like it almost is now again.
Oh, the picture here is of a convertible IROC Z.
Yeah. Well, because that was unattainable, an IROC was.
Like unobtainium?
Well, with my limited budget, I think I was 15, so I was kind of a loser. and I had no money, but I had big dreams. Look where it got me. So I didn't know that the RS was limited to only certain regions of the country, though.
I didn't know that either.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I wonder why. What else? You going to do another one?
Yeah.
All right.
How about the 91 Camaro?
Oh.
Production? Wow. 100,000. 100,000, 838. I didn't realize that many of this third-gen car.
Yeah, but we're on track for that this year as well.
That's true. I mean, we were over 100,000 last year in the fifth gen.
Absolutely. That's good stuff to know. Watching the trends go from generation to generation to see where we're at and where we've been, it's pretty cool.
I wonder if this is... It says a special package RPO B4C.
Oh, yeah.
For $19.99 created a Z28 in RS clothing.
Did you say 99?
91.
91. A Z28 in RS clothing, yeah.
Referred to as the police package, it was similar in content to RPO G92 with air conditioning, as it included the same engine choices, dual converter exhaust, 16-inch wheels, four-wheel disc brakes, engine oil cooler, 145-mile-per-hour speedometer, and special suspension. But B4C was restricted to RS coupes only.
Yeah.
Options were somewhat limited. For example, the RPO UM7 radio was included and could be deleted for credit, but other radios could not be ordered. There was no restriction on interiors, and all, including leather, were available. How do you like that?
I would love to get my hands
on
a B4C.
Is that the first year of the B4C? 91?
I don't know. I'm sure it tells you in the book. Yeah. But
didn't say.
Like I said, get your own copy. They're, what, $12-$15 or something?
Yeah.
You could sit there and read it for hours.
Pretty cheap.
Yeah. CamaroZ28.com/Camaro White Book. Yeah. Or is it just White Book? My own shortcuts.
I think it's just White Book.
I think you're right. Let's find out. That's correct. Just White Book.
Cool.
Cool. Well, gosh, you guys are really slipping. We haven't gotten any voicemails. Boy, I'm hoping Postal Dave's okay. He hasn't called in a day or two.
One other cool thing that happened this week.
What's that?
Was it this week or was it last weekend?
What?
The Transformers 3 trailer was released.
Oh, yeah.
Looks to be a pretty good movie. Another smash 'em, crash 'em, high energy Michael Bay, you know, one of those types of movies. I'm going to enjoy it.
He just needs to just walk around the country to demolition sites and just video record explosions and then have a car maybe drive in
and
front
then
of
just
it.
Put it all on YouTube.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
That's what it should be called. Boom. Michael Bay presents Boom.
Apparently Megan Fox is not in this movie.
Yeah.
I know I've heard some people talk about that, so I don't know.
Horny losers. But you know what? What I could tell from the preview is that you could tell what was going on with the action scenes.
Yeah, the second one, there was a lot of action.
There's
certain points where
too much
was
going on. Yeah. And you couldn't, like, what am I seeing
especially
here?
Especially when you saw it at the theaters. It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
It was loud, too.
Oh, speaking of crazy and bordering on stupid, apparently, you know, the Fast and the Are You Serious 5 came out. And apparently, right here in Metro Detroit, and I think I know the theater, a bunch of our, you know, we were just talking about how the Rice Boy movement was kind of over.
Yeah.
No, it's back.
It's back?
Yeah, thanks to that movie, I think, because it brought a bunch of them out of the woodwork. And there they are doing front wheel drive burnouts in the parking lot at the AMC theater.
Yeah,
I think I know which one it is too.
That's funny.
And they couldn't hold a camera still, couldn't hold a camera straight without cocking it sideways for no apparent reason.
Oh, those
forgot
videos.
To press the stop button and videotape somebody's feet for a while, and then laced it with four letter words.
Yeah, obviously didn't know how to edit the video.
Calling
either.
Each other dog and yo, and it just made me sick.
Oh God.
Yeah. Anyway, but I hear the movie's pretty good.
Yeah, I want to actually go see it.
Yeah, well, you know, don't take your good car because some kid in a neon with mismatching body panels is going to ram into you trying to do a one-wheel peel.
Yeah, one-wheel peel.
You guys are making car guys look bad, I'm telling you right now. Yeah. All right,
That's
we better
it.
Get out of here before I start really ripping on them.
Yeah.
Idiots. Anyway, we'll be back... Next week?
Next week.
Talk more about the BBOMG / Oshawa event / mega super killer Camaro show. And
hopefully lots of you call in with your voicemail messages with exhaust on.
Yeah. Yeah. We got this $250 SLP gift certificate waiting to go to somebody. It could
exactly.
be you. All right. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.